Hi guys, I'm Declan.
And I'm Itala.
And this is Ethical Fashion Today. And we're going to be talking about the secondhand fashion market, which new research is suggesting will be bigger than the luxury market by 2022.
It's no surprise that a lot of people are buying more secondhand clothes than before. So we want to look into why that's happening and what's the impact that's going to cause, and if that's a good thing, what else can be done. And so let's get started.
So some of the reasons why that this has been suggested to be so soon is that the secondhand market generated $360 billion worldwide in 2017, and by 2022 it's expected to generate $400 billion, which is already more than the luxury fashion, but also the fact that this mostly secondhand market is taking away sales from luxury fashion, because it's normally, like, when I say luxury, I mean like design and like names and brands and stuff like that. So it's like, if people can get that the same brand secondhand a lot cheaper, that's taking sales away from the luxury brand. So luxury brand is losing sales at the same time as the secondhand market is increasing in sales, which is why a few years ago a lot of high-end brands were trying to stop eBay from being able to allow people to sell their brands on eBay, which obviously failed. And then so now that a lot of brands are trying to figure out how they can be involved in the secondhand market directly as a way to sort of fix that solution, because it obviously is a growing market.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how they'll do that though.
I know like some high street shops sell like sort of repurposed branded products, you know.
Yeah, but like for luxury brands, it's kind of weird to think that they'll do such a thing, because like they were burning the leftover stock.
Yeah, I think they'll still do all that. Like, well, depending on obviously sustainability goals and stuff, hopefully they won't be able to, but well, that's another thing that I think they need to, another reason why I don't think they've found the solution yet. I think they're just looking for a solution, because they know that they're going to get wiped out if they don't. Because like obviously people are catching on to, they don't want brands like burning the stock that they're not selling, and
yeah, they'll have to do something to adapt.
They're
going to
lose sales to the secondhand market anyway. I think some like we see like a lot of brands on like these like apps like Depop and stuff selling like sample sales and stuff like that, like selling a lot of stuff to sort of like a budget version.
Yeah.
Yeah, reckons that the secondhand market here, the number says they'll lose about $30 billion in sales from people buying secondhand. Like version, it's the same thing, but obviously like secondhand version of the same thing.
Yeah, there was an article last month on CNBC, and it was saying that the secondhand apparel market was worth $24 billion in the US in 2018, last year, versus $35 billion for fast fashion. But by 2028, they are expecting the used fashion market to skyrocket to the value of $64 billion in the US, and the fast fashion only reaching $44 billion.
So that's the prediction is that that secondhand market will keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously, only in like a couple, 2 or 3 years, it'll be a bigger market than designer brands, and in like 10 years it'll be bigger than fast fashion, which is like almost hard to imagine, but it's definitely heading that way. Like it's, and the reason, one of the main reasons why they think that it's trending this way is because it's young people that are pushing this. It's older people aren't really jumping on board as fast, but like younger people definitely are. So see, that 61% of Generation Z, which is like up to like age 24 roughly, like now, already buy secondhand. Like that's, so most young people are already buying secondhand clothes, And they just expect that the next generations to just, that'll just keep going, at least for the like foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's so trendy now to wear secondhand clothes. Like, people are buying vintage. They're wearing things that like grandparents used to wear before. And it's funny because we are millennials, and growing up, secondhand clothes were just like a no-no. Like, going to a charity shop, it was a bit like a just not an option. I think it was just, it was really uncool. And to say to someone, like to your friends, that you're wearing something that you bought from a charity shop, that was almost embarrassing. Whereas now it's just nice, and people are doing that and blogging about it and raving about it and just telling everyone how much they paid, like for a bargain like designer top that they got secondhand.
Yeah, I think one of the main attractions for designer clothes, or one of their main like selling points, the reason like to get repeat sales, was like to have like a limited collection or a limited time on things. But now, obviously, with people, like, that doesn't really exist so much, because like you can get it secondhand, so or you can get it from like around the world, and like it's online, so it's not like you have to go to a store or anything that to get this particular thing anymore. And that's obviously all fairly new, like systems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all that sort of taking place now with younger people, where like they don't have to, if they missed out on collection or something. Or so the vintage stuff is almost more limited edition now, because like there's less of it. So it's like that's where it sort of becomes like that sort of a luxury in a way, because it's like, oh, that's special.
Yeah,
because you can get the design stuff anywhere now. It's like available to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
New stuff. So like, if you can get like a something that's like from an old collection or something like that.
Yeah, and I can see how that's gonna like overtake fast fashion. Like, if you think about college times, for example, people in your class, like they could easily be wearing the same top as you, because of course you'd just be buying from the same shops. And whereas now, like if you go into like a school or college or university, you see students all wearing different stuff and really showcasing their own personality, and like they all have like a different look to each other almost. Of course, there's going to be like the groups that kind of like look similar to each other, but it's much easier to create your unique personality.
Yeah, like there's still trends, obviously, but like, yeah, it's like almost like all them styles of like groups of people, like, it used to sort of attach to that generation, but now it's like you can pick which generation you want to follow, which style you want to follow from, like the history, like our short history or whatever, like in the fast fashion sort of having so many different trends. We can be like, oh well, I really like that trend from that time, so I'll, and I can find them clothes from that time.
Yeah, it's really interesting, at least in England right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you walk in the streets and you find people like wearing things from the 60s, 50s, 90s. So it's just like, it's just a mix of eras, and it's just very exciting time to be living in the fashion world. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and another reason why this is also like growing very big is like, obviously, like sustainability is like a hot topic right now, and that's becoming more and more trendy, I guess, in fashion, and probably will do for the, because it's not like something that's gonna be sold so easily. It's something that gets talked about on TV and in schools and in media and everything. So, and it is seen as a sustainable option to buy secondhand. It's obviously, rather than buying like new products, especially like compared to like fast fashion, it's much more sustainable, and you can probably get a higher quality product. Another reason is like a lot of older products were manufactured to a higher quality anyway.
Yeah, people can see the impact of their disposable clothing habits. So you can see that, you know, like the landfills are full of clothes. Most of them, like, they take years and hundreds of years to even break down into like microplastics, even, because most of the clothes nowadays used in the fast fashion industry are made of polyester. So even like the fabrics that are used to create cheap clothing, they're not even natural, and they're really harmful in terms of their processes as well to be created, to the people, to the environment. So people are really jumping on board of what can I do that is affordable and it's going to help me contribute to a better future. So it creates like that circular economy where you are buying clothes and then you're passing on so other people can enjoy it as well, and just really extending the longevity of the items.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll be interesting in the future, see what sort of sticks around from this what new clothes stick around from this generation, because I think I know like one of the big complaints from a lot of charity shops who get donations of clothes and stuff like that is that a lot of new clothing that's coming in is just not high enough quality, and they can't sell it because it's damaged and it's falling to pieces and stuff, and it might not be very old. I suppose that's a good thing about like vintage and older clothes, is like you know that they've survived like that long, that they're probably of a higher quality as in that sense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a waste management company did a big survey to see like if people would be willing to sort of use like sort of clothes that considers like secondhand market basically for like clothes that have been thrown out or sent to charity shops. See who would be willing to buy that or wear that and stuff, and it's about 80% of people between age 16 to 21 said that they would be happy to buy secondhand. Overall, the average was like 45%, which just shows that like the older sort of people are really not as completely. It is a generational thing, in that like the older generation is nowhere near or is up to speed with as younger people when it comes to buying and wearing secondhand clothes.
Yeah, and I can see that like personally as well. I am trying to buy more secondhand. Like this top was bought, well, it used to be a dress, and I bought it from a charity shop, and they cut it and made it into a top. But I am trying to I think to change my perception towards secondhand clothes. Some of the items I just really I don't see myself getting to, but you know, it is really good to see the younger generation doing it more, and I can see why they're doing as well through the influencers' point of view. Like if you see on Instagram, you follow lots of people that you love, and you kind of like want to wear what they're wearing. So if they post like on Depop, for example, this is what I got, and I want to sell it. A lot of people are going to be interested and want to get it from them. So yeah, I think Depop actually created like a really good image towards secondhand clothes, so you can see the person who are wearing it before you, and if you can really relate to them, you kind of want it.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was thinking like one of my biggest things, like because I'm not really 100% on board with it, like because I have like I just feel like I'm wearing like someone else's clothes and stuff like that, like it's not something that I was super comfortable with, but yeah, it does make sense more now with like social media and stuff. You do see a lot of people selling clothes like through social media or through like YouTube or any sort of social thing, and that it's like, well, you like, you know the person, you're some, like you don't know the person, but you see the person, you like the person, you like their style or whatever, you respect them to some degree, and then they're selling it, so it's like, oh well, it's kind of off them, so it's not like a stranger or someone that you don't know.
Yeah, like a few years ago, for example, if you wanted to buy secondhand clothes,
you
had two options, like eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So like, the pictures would be terrible, like they would be just bad lighting, just flat layers, and just there was no creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't really see what the clothing would look like on you, and it was just like a gamble. And charity shops, so like I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but in England, most of them they are kind of like a in bad shape, like they don't really look attractive, their clothes are really just cramped together, some of them are quite smelly, so it just just doesn't feel nice, like it doesn't give you a good experience, whereas like nowadays on Depop it just looks cool.
Mm-hmm. And even like some people that we've seen in social media where they'll buy clothes secondhand and then sell them on to other people secondhand, like but even with that process, it's like there's gone through a middleman that you like, and they've probably washed it and stuff like that, and it's just sort of that role model-y thing. Like, I suppose when we were younger, it was more like there wasn't the sort of social media. It was just like celebrities and stuff. That's obviously always kept for the past like few decades. That's been the main influence.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously is going to be new clothes, because that's where they'll get their money from, and advertising and stuff like that.
Yeah, but also growing up, I remember just swapping clothes or lending clothes to, like, amongst friends and family. You know, if I needed, like, a dress, for example, for a wedding or something, or an occasion, I would ask first before buying. I think because clothes weren't as cheap, so, like, the value of the garments were much higher. Mm-hmm. And to buy first hand was almost like a second option. Whereas the fast fashion has grown so much and clothes are so cheap, so there was like that phase between, you know, like the value where it was so high, and then you jumped into the value so low, so I don't need to ask anymore, I can just have my own. And now people are just questioning the impacts that that habit has on the planet and on people, and then going like, oh, wait a minute, I have so much, like, why don't I just pass it on to people and make some money on the way in the way as well, and just buy myself some stuff as well that were used before.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking, I just, when I think about it, like, I just feel like quite, like, even though I'm not probably not participating as much as I would like to, is it does make me feel like it's kind of like a people's movement. It's kind of like it's the people that are sort of benefiting from this. It wasn't like a new marketing strategy or something. It's kind of just something that came about. It's like, oh, we really like the idea of fast fashion, really, and that we can change mm-hmm. our style quite often and like have access to loads of clothes. But and then like automatically like, oh, we'll just let's use these clothes that someone else has already worn, and we can just keep circulating it much more often. So you sort of get the benefits of a fast fashion without all of the, obviously, the negative sides of producing that much stuff so fast on a relatively smaller planet, really, compared to what the amount we produce. So.
Yeah, and from the consumer point of view as well, you pay a lot less.
Yeah, and you're paying a lot less
price tag.
Yeah, like, especially like when it comes to like the luxury like designer brands, mm-hmm. you're paying sometimes a lot less, and yeah, which is kind of like, that's the main problem with the sustainability of it all in the future. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because a lot of these brands are going to struggle to survive because of the new markets not being so strong. So it'll be interesting to see how they do sort of incorporate the second-hand market and to still be relevant. And obviously, it will have to be some sort of existence of brands, otherwise it will only be sustainable for so long before we run out of like interesting clothes to wear.
Yeah, but also there's a really good company called Recyclable Textile Management, and they said that despite the charity and non-charity thrift store activities, another 13.1 million tons of textile waste is generated yearly. So even though we're buying second-hand clothes, there's still so much being produced, and there's already so much that's already been produced that it's never going to get the chance to live for longer, because the quality is so poor that it doesn't really resist many wears. So like, what do we do to solve that problem? And I think that's when innovations in the textile industry, ethical brands coming together, really have a massive impact on that. So you're not just creating new stuff, but you're also recycling what's already been created to give it like another life. You are also looking into new natural fabrics. They have a low impact on the planet. They are beneficial to the people making them. So you're still providing jobs and supporting social causes, giving skills to vulnerable communities to create that product, and you're supporting a more ethical and sustainable future at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's good to. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good indicator as well to. For the progressive systems, like I think it's sort of is positive for brands to sort of see this, so that there can be like the initiatives where you can take clothes back to get repaired if they get damaged. Like if you go back to the brand with the clothing, I know like this is probably more common in jeans, but if we can do it with like most clothing and then repair it, or another one where like you could maybe take clothing back and get a discount off some new clothing or some other, because if the brands started selling their own brand, this is what I think personally, I think a really good idea is if brands start selling their own brand clothing from previous, like, vintage versions of their own clothing. Mm-hmm. So if they started accepting almost as a trade of, like, oh, you bring in our old clothing, obviously then I think you get multiple things from that, which people are like, they'll be checking that it's authentic. You'll be able to go to their store to buy vintage clothing of their own. It should be cheaper than their new clothing in theory. Mm-hmm. And that keeps them included in the market, and I think that, and also should create a lot less waste, especially if they include like a repairing element to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few brands that offer the repair for mm-hmm. life. Of course, it's only like really brands that offer good quality products, so they can keep mm-hmm. up with
yeah, that's another reason, because it would give incentive to keep that quality there as well, because mm-hmm. they'll be able to resell it again in the future. So I think there is some interesting solutions that should come out of this. Obviously, probably some that I can't even think of right now, and like until it moves further down the line, and there'll be a lot of innovation, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I think fashion, even though it is the second most polluting industry in the world, it does offer many opportunities to reduce waste and improve the environment at the same time. So it's really just about being creative and finding solutions instead of just going with the flow and, you know, wanting to create profits and more profits and just trying to suck in, like, you know, everything that the environment has to offer. But like, it's all about, like, what can we offer to the environment back and to consumers.
I think that's what, if I remember, that's what we were talking about last time, in the last talk, was where the UN were putting in place about sustainability. I think there was a bit in there where someone was saying basically that the fashion has potential to work alongside and help a lot of other waste issues, like with plastic, obviously, and stuff like that, like recycling non-fashion related waste as well.
Is it the National Geographic where I created they're online.
Yeah, they're doing that as well. I think that's in connection with the BBC and Our Planet and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like they're recycling plastics. Mm-hmm. And you can see a lot of clothes made of recycled plastic nowadays, recycled polyester.
It is
a way of using waste.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not like the perfect solution, because you do have the problems of the microplastic, but there's like so many innovations to reduce the microplastics in mm-hmm. the washing anyway. So that is definitely a way forward. There's also a project that we've been in touch with from Northumbria University. There's like a local university, and the BA fashion design students that are creating clothes made of tents that were just left, like, from festivals. There's so much like tents that are left after a musical festival. Mm-hmm. So they're taking all of that and creating new products from it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they look really cool. And yeah, so there's definitely initiatives and innovation like happening behind the scenes, and that will probably get more mainstream. I think mm-hmm. you're probably most likely to see it first in probably in sports brands and stuff, especially with like recycled plastic and that, because they're probably financially winning the most at the moment, potentially. Mm-hmm. Like they've got the trend and stuff like that.
But also for like
and it's an easy way to use polyester.
Be made waterproof, like the tents for example, and it's very durable
and lightweight and stuff like that. So they're sort of pushing a bit faster, I think. And
I think in terms of like just like everyday wear as well, like the innovations mm-hmm. at the moment, like with the Pinatex, like the weather made of pineapples, coconut skins, mm-hmm. Orange peels, all of that is also taking into account food waste and bringing it forward to create like a fashion innovation. It's also really important, but then it is kind of like early-ish phases, so the cost is so high that it is going to take a while to get like mainstream and widely available for consumers. So recycling first, what like the textile that's already been created, is probably the first step.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting with these numbers to say like in like 10 years or whatever, the secondhand industry is going to be bigger than the fast fashion. I think that will sort of some of them new materials might take even longer to get to market because of affordability and stuff like that. and just the lack of interest in new products potentially. I mean, obviously it can all change. I mean, it's only like 5 years ago, probably wouldn't have guessed that the second-hand market was going to be so successful.
Yeah, second-hand clothes are like really important right now, I think. But then I think it's also important to keep in mind that it's not the only solution, like that we do need to keep on supporting ethical and sustainable innovations, brands that are coming about, because we do need to keep up, you know, like the demand for new creations, for new solutions. And also there's like over 100 million people in the world that work for the fashion industry, so there's a lot of lives depending on the work. So if we can do both, support those people and support like the environment at the same time, I think that's when, you know,
the two need to work together. Mm-hmm. Now that the second hand shouldn't really be a separate thing to the new, like the people, like the companies, the brands that are making all that new stuff should be aware and have some sort of control, or at least something in place that allows for that secondhand market, because it's obviously a great solution.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good, you know, just lets people be creative and stuff like that.
Yeah, I personally like the idea of just buying less in general, just being more minimal,
of course.
And just, you know, like buying, investing really on good quality pieces that I love, and I know that supporting good brands and the work of people, and not creating such a huge, like, high impact on the planet, that like as low impact as possible, and prefer they have like the circular economy, so I know that I'm going to be able to pass it on to other people in the end, and as opposed to just keep on buying secondhand clothes like all the time. But I know that's a really good thing for people who do like to keep their wardrobes full and wear
that's
different things all the time.
Probably a good philosophy is just say, I keep my new products to a minimalist way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to have that more creative freedom, or and you're like into fashion and you then that sort of secondhand market allows for all that, which I think is great.
You can still wear nice stuff all the time, just if you're more selective, maybe.
It's definitely lots of new options.
Yeah.
Well, that's been our rant for today. Hope you enjoy it. Be creative with some of your secondhand purchases.
Yeah, hopefully inspired you somehow, or gave you some knowledge.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing what happens in the next few years. Thanks for listening.
And see you tomorrow.